This evening, we're going to hear at the Democratic Convention an introduction to John Kerry, a biography of him, and then the nominee's acceptance speech. Well, Thomas Oliphant is a Washington columnist for the Boston Globe who has known John Kerry for decades and has been writing about him for as long as he's been a senator. And he joins us now from Boston, where he's covering the convention. Welcome once again.
Thank you, Robert. Good to be with you.
From what you know of John Kerry, if you just had to explain this man in a nutshell, what's the first thing you say about him?
That he's the opposite of what he appears. I think we have emphasized his pedigrees because they're easy and obvious, whether it's birth, wealth, schools, even Vietnam to a certain extent. The thing that's been most revealing to me over the 34 years I've known and written about him is that he had to get to where he is tonight the slow, hard way. He lost his first try for office. He deserved to. It took him a decade to become just lieutenant governor of this state.
Mm-hmm.
And then he served in the Senate for essentially 20 years under the biggest shadow there is.
Senator Edward Kennedy.
Yes. Yes. And it's actually a very slow, gradual emergence to national prominence that is it's somewhat deceiving. To focus on the fact that, you know, he went to Yale or St. Paul or had a good, relatively wealthy family background and all. He's much less of a preppy and much more of a plodder.
You've observed of Senator Kerry's private life that the man we see today seemingly at ease and now happily married to Theresa Heinz Kerry, isn't this just not always been a happy person?
No, not at all. I mean, as you know, God knows, sadly, divorce is a punctuation mark in our culture, in so many lives. And he did have a very sad thing happen in the early 1980s. And it was a while before his life was grounded again. And during that period, it reminded me a little bit of the relative rootlessness of his childhood, moving around a lot of boarding schools. Well, he didn't really have much of a place to call home for almost a decade before he met Mrs. Heinz.
It's a man whose initials are JFK who captained a small craft in the war of his of his day. There's more than a little emulation of John F. Kennedy in the way he's lived his life.
You know, there is, and no one should be bashful about bringing that up. That's not caricature.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we would talk, particularly in the period right after he got back from Vietnam and just before the famous demonstration on the Mall in Washington in 1971, one thing that was apparent to me that I think is apparent to people of our age group, and that was some people really believed Kennedy's call to service in that famous quote from the inaugural address, you know, the "Ask Not." And Kerry was one of them. He went to Vietnam despite his very real doubts about the wisdom of the war, and he did so out of a concept of duty that's kind of hard to explain today. But there's no doubt in my mind that he felt it. Also, no doubt at all in my mind that there was a little semi-conscious emulation of President Kennedy in his early mannerisms.
He is now still the junior senator from Massachusetts after all these years, but he has managed a new relationship with Senator Kennedy.
Yeah, it's always interesting when a relationship changes from both sides. In Kerry's case, it's simply a matter, I mean, remember now, it took 20 years, but gradually increasing confidence in oneself. On Kennedy's side, it's a gradual realization that, Jesus, this guy's pretty good. They have never been particularly close, and Kerry always tried to operate in the areas that Kennedy left. I mean, Kennedy doesn't dominate everything. And my favorite example is energy and the environment. John Kerry became one of the Senate's leading figures in this area, in part because of his convictions, of course, but in part because it was something that Kennedy was not active in.
Looking ahead now to John uh-huh. Kerry's address to the convention and via television and radio to the nation, First, such low expectations precede him to the podium that if he moves his hands, people are probably going to say, "My gosh, he's much a better speaker than I thought." How does John Kerry relate to this act of giving a speech?
He has tended to be at his worst in long form, like tonight, unfortunately, and his best in short form. These town meetings that they make you have over and over and over again, particularly in New Hampshire and Iowa, were ideal settings for him. And they're patching together a lot of material from different sources before the address. But he's been so aware of the stakes. And while I'm not looking for an encyclopedic rendition of his positions on all issues, I am looking for something better than most people expect.
Well, Tom Oliphant, thanks a lot for talking with
us.
My pleasure. Thomas Oliphant, Washington columnist for the Boston Globe, speaking with us about Senator John Kerry.